This is Ink Studs, one of my online interview exclusives. This is an interview today with Sean Ford. Your series so far, 3 issues, Only Skin. Fantastic comic for someone who's fresh out of school. I was very, very impressed by it.
Thank you.
Tell me about Only Skin.
Well, I guess it's basically, I wanted to really do, I really like serialized comics. like Love and Rockets and stuff, and 8-Ball were like the first two like indie serialized comics I got into, and like I felt like I wanted to do something like that, and it was also less daunting than like starting a graphic novel. So I don't know, I just I had this long story that I wanted to do, but it seemed like completely overwhelming, so it was easier to break it down at first into like 10-page sections, and then kind of grow those and like build them on top of each other. Yeah, so it's like a mystery about a brother and a sister who go to a remote gas station that their father owns, and he's disappeared, and they're like kind of going to the gas station to take over for him and kind of look for him. And the brother and the sister basically end up having two really different experiences of trying to find him. The brother kind of meets a ghost who kind of claims that he might be his father, and the sister Cassie ends up trying to like talk to the nearby town people more and kind of figure out what happened with her father, and like and there's other disappearances in the town too, and she's trying to figure out what's going on with that, and like yeah. And then there's another aspect, there are two reporters in the town who are kind of also trying to figure out what's going on with all the disappearances. And they, I don't know, eventually all their stories are going to kind of collide and intertwine. And yeah, I guess by the end of the third issue, you're starting to learn more about Cassie's backstory in the town and her relationship with her father and stuff. And the stories are kind of starting to intertwine as it goes, I guess. Mm-hmm.
It seems like you are building up for a larger story.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be probably 6 issues, though, like, issue 5, as it stands, is, like, 80 pages. So, it might be 7 issues, just to, but, like, I don't know, like, yeah, it might be 7 issues, just to keep them all about, like, 36 to 40 pages or something. But, yeah, so, I've had, like, yeah, I've had the larger story written, but I've kind of left some of the details out and let that grow organically, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Which has like kept it interesting, because I've been working on it for like 18 months now, and there's at least 18 more months to go.
Now, not more. Did you start working on this while in school, or is it something you wanted to build your skills up to start doing?
I definitely like wanted to get to a certain point before I started working on anything that I cared about, because I knew, like, I hadn't drawn in a long time when I first got into the school. So I spent the first semester at the school, which is basically like totally like boot camp.
Comics boot camp.
Yeah, it's totally comics boot camp. You do like drills and push-ups and like, no, like, but it's awesome. Like you everybody got so much better within like 3 months. And, basically like by the end of the first semester, like we all put together these anthologies and like had so much fun making the books. And, I think we all kind of felt a lot of confidence after that, and so over winter break, I kind of took out the script that I had been working on a little, and I just started the first 10-page little short story that eventually went into Only Skin number 1, and the second semester of our first year, we were actually able to like kind of work on more open-ended projects, so I just kept working on the first issue of Only Skin, and I had it done for Mocha in June 07. I guess I started it like my first year at CCS, and then go ahead. Sorry.
No, you keep going.
No, I was just, and then so for my thesis, I just worked on the second and third issues for during my senior year, and yeah, there's still more to go.
I'm curious about the design choice, because seeing a lot of the stuff from the CCS, it's all a lot smaller. A little bit of the mini comic stuff, not so much, but yours, it's a big book, like the magazine size.
Yeah, I love that size. I mean, whenever I would be in a comic store, I would always like just end up like picking up those comics. Like, I mean, it started with like Love and Rockets. I mean, the old 50-issue series that was like oversized, and those books were just so cool. And actually, Paul Pope's THB, I forget which series it was, but one of the series was like a 4-issue one that was like a bunch of oversized ones.
Yeah, they had the big.
Yeah, and those are awesome. Those are so pretty. Like the first one I saw those, I was like, I want to do a comic like this someday. This guy's awesome.
And soon you can work for Donna Karen too.
Yeah, that's a long term goal. It's my 5-year plan. but yeah, no, Donna Karen or Nike, anything like that. You know, I'm open to whatever. No, but and then actually, when I was at my first semester at CCS, I got like really into David Mazzucchelli again because we read his City of Glass adaptation,
yeah.
And I found his Rubber Blanket series that's like kind of hard to find. I'd never heard of before, but it's also like the same thing. It's like oversized, like 9x12, and it's beautiful, like 2-color printing.
It's one of those landmark comics.
Yeah, it's amazing, and that just like. That was like totally like, yeah, touchstone. I was like, yes, this is what I want to do, stuff like this. Yeah, and I don't know, I feel like I can only draw really big, and it kind of is painful to shrink it down too much. So like shrinking it down to a mini would be, I don't know, hard. But also like I think it works for the series just because like it's about like open spaces and like remoteness, and you kind of need a lot of open space on the page. So
that's what I was gonna say. It seems like a big function of the comic is the openness and just the kind of isolated openness, I guess.
Yeah, the emptiness. The emptiness of being. Yeah.
The big
empty. That definitely like was part of it. Yeah. But.
So.
Yeah, I think. Okay.
No, go ahead.
No, I that's all I got.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Mazzucchelli and Pope. What are some of the other influences working into your stylizations?
Like, definitely the Hernandez brothers, particularly Jaime Hernandez. I mean, I don't, like, I know, like, I'll never be that good, but I just think from the way they approach writing characters to, like, just the way that they give you characterization just in, like, expressions and, like, small moments, I think is, like, something I definitely aspire to. Dylan Horrocks is amazing. Hicksville is, like, one of my favorite books ever. And Atlas that he's doing now is great. So, I mean, like, yeah, like, I probably totally ripped off the clouds in the first issue from Hicksville. not straight. Sorry, Dylan, that's not a total ripoff. But, no, like, he's definitely, like, Hicksville is like a building mystery, and that was kind of like, I don't know, that's one of my favorite books, so it's like definitely in the DNA of my comic. Yeah, there's tons more. Like, I mean, a lot of people have said Anders Nilsson, who I definitely love his work, and I think his design sense is amazing, so that's probably in there too.
I can see it a little in the kind of the layout.
Yeah, there's an unfortunate thing with like the title page of the first issue has like the letters from the cover have like fallen from the sky and they're like laying on the ground, and apparently, and then I looked back in an issue of Big Questions and like he had done a very similar thing with the title page. So
it happens. Everyone does it.
Yeah. And, but yeah, I mean he's definitely. But there's a lot of stuff out there now. Dash Shaw actually currently. I mean that guy's stuff's amazing.
I just read the Bottomless Belly Button and was
he's
astonished.
He's I met him. He's so nice too. He's like so humble. I'm like, dude, you're a superstar. You can be mean to me.
You can kill people with your book. It's so big.
Yeah. That guy. I mean, his online comics are really good too. And a lot of people at CCS, like Joe Lambert, like, I don't know if you've seen his stuff, but he's going to be in Best American Comics, and he's, like, a genius. And just, like, seeing him work is, like, I probably learned more than anything else. And, like, Gabby Schultz, Ken Doll,
mm-hmm.
Same thing. He did Monsters in that book from Microcosm, Welcome to the Dollhouse. Like, those guys, like, my studio guys, Chuck Forsman and Alex Kim, like, just watching those guys work and solve problems, like, informed my own work in ways that I would have never been able to, or it would have taken me like years longer to come to those realizations, which, I mean, was awesome.
Well, I'm curious of the choice of going to CCS and what you learned from there. The Comics and Cartooning School? No. Center for Cartoon Studies.
Center for Cartoon Studies, yes.
It's all comics. I'll just say that. That comic school.
Comic School. I think that's what, there's like a documentary coming out called Comic School or something about the school. Well, I had heard about it because I had some friends at DC, and one of them was Peggy Burns, and her husband, Tom Devlin, was like a teacher at CCS, and I had heard that he was like going to teach there, and then I heard that the school actually happened. Like, nobody I knew thought the school was ever going to happen. It was like, oh, that's crazy. That James Storm is crazy. But no, when I saw that the school was actually, like, up and running, I kind of wanted to get out of New York at that point, and the opportunity to just kind of go and, like, hole up in the mountains and draw. I thought I was just going to be, like, a recluse and draw in the mountains and, hopefully, like, see how big I could get with comics and go from there. But, like, I got there, and, like, there was this amazing community of, like, really friendly and genuine artists that I had, like, I'd been to art school before, and I'd never experienced, like, that kind of, like, generous community, that people were just, like, so excited about what everyone else was doing, what they were doing, that there wasn't, like, any, like...
It wasn't a competition.
Yeah, it wasn't competition, and it wasn't, like, I don't know, yeah, negative vibes. It was just, like, all good energy, and, like, it was... I made, like, so many friends up there that hopefully will be friends for a long time, and, yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's a great environment to get work done, because, I mean, you can hang out with people and have, like, beers on the porch and stuff, but, like...
Everyone's drawing.
Yeah, most of the time everyone's drawing and, like, staying up till 3 or 4 in the morning drawing, and you just feel, like, really guilty if you're not doing it. And but that's, I think, in a positive, because it's not competitive or anything, it's just, like, a very, like, you know, I don't know, it's, like, a really good, like, work environment, and there's, like, constant energy, and everyone's always, like, excited, which I don't, you know, hopefully that lasts forever. I think, like, Alec Longstreth just went up there to be the fellow, and, like, that dude is, like, full of energy, so
he
I think
is.
Gonna,
he loves comics.
Gonna, yeah, he's amazing. So I mean, I think he's going to keep that vibe going, and I think it'll be really good for the school too, and for him, hopefully.
Todd Bach was the last one, right?
Yeah, Bach was really good. He's an amazing artist. He actually had to like work a job, so he was going to bed early and stuff. So
aww.
He was like staying up all night. No, Bach was awesome. Yeah, he definitely like contributed and. I mean, I didn't know too much about his work before he got there, but, I mean, he's really good. He's got a story coming up in the D&Q Showcase, I think, in the fall. That's like,
I
think that's coming out of SPX or something. Yeah, mm-hmm. And, yeah, he's in Best American Comics, too, the Lindenberry one. And he's really smart. He definitely comes to comics from more of, like, more of a fine arts background, almost, or, like... Yeah. He definitely tries to incorporate different approaches, which I think is really valuable. So yeah, it's always good to get like people who just have like such vastly different approaches, like, and are friendly.
Well, that's something I've noticed looking at the stuff coming out from the school. Is it's all completely different?
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Because I looked at a few other programs and like there were like weird things where it seemed like. Certain schools would have little cliques of like guys who did war comics and guys who did pirate comics and people who did like manga, and like there's a lot of that at CCS, but there's also just like a lot of like stuff that's totally esoteric and just out there. Like Dean Martin is amazing and Sam Gaskin, and they just do like these wacky comics that, you know, I guess you could trace to maybe like Picture Box or something, but like there's just stuff that's all over the place. Like people do manga, and I guess there's not too much of a superhero thing going on, but people have done superhero stories, but there's just such a wide range. It's really, it's good, I think, because, yeah, it's just a lot of variety.
Where are some places people can find Only Skin?
My friends just started a comic company called Secret Acres, and they have it on their website, which is like secretacres.com. And Microcosm is carrying it, I think, now, still. And, I mean, I've been, like, sending it on consignment to some stores and stuff. I guess mostly stores on the East Coast that I know about. So I'm always trying to find out about more stores to send them to.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, online, like, Microcosm and Secret Acres are probably the best places to go.
I recommend Lucky's in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah? Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was so mad. I was up in Vancouver, like, 2 summers ago, And somebody was like, did you go to that awesome store? And I was like, no, I didn't know. I missed out on that one, apparently.
Vancouver's a swell city.
Yeah, it was pretty. I saw the Gaslight District, and like I walked around the lake and stuff, or the bay.
Yeah, it's,
I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have like a guide. I just drove up there.
It's seawater. It's
The border cop actually thought I was like running drugs. He's like, oh, you just went up to Vancouver for 6 hours, huh, Sean? Make a little money for college.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. Vancouver's known for its marijuana. Yeah. So one of the prime things. I was happy enough, Pony Club in Portland, actually, they only had issues 2 and 3 at their table, and I thought they looked awesome. Like, I'll pick them up if you got a number 1, and they had 1 left in their shop, so.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Pony Club. We've been, a couple of us at the school, we're talking to David Youngblood, and he's been really awesome. I haven't been out to Portland yet, and I really want to go. It sounds like kind of like comics nirvana out there.
That's what they say. It's pretty crazy.
So were you there for Stumptown?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I'm gonna try and get out to Stumptown next year.
I recommend it. I hope you can make it.
Yeah, definitely.
So for future stuff, more Only Skin coming out by SPX. Anything else? Any anthologies?
Issue 4 should be out for SPX, and then my friend from the school, Dane Martin, is gonna do like kind of a one-off story that we're calling an Only Skin annual, which will hopefully be done for SPX. It's just like kind of a fun story, and Dane's like an amazing humorist and just writer in general, and so he's going to write and draw that.
Nice.
And I might be working on a script with one of my old teachers, but I don't
we'll leave that for another day.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining me today, Sean.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling.
And like I said, I'm really loving it, and I'm looking forward to another issue coming out.
Great. Well, I will send you one when it comes out.
Aww, I'm a happy boy. Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.
That was Sean Ford. His series is Only Skin, and check him out. I'll have the website posted. Inkstuds. Keep on listening, folks. Bye-bye.